your presence with us. Thank you for your word. The Holy Spirit giving us your written word. Take it and use it, living and active. Sharper than any two-edged sword, and it pierces as far division, soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of our heart. So come. Release that in Jesus' name. Right. Just a real short word. The Lord is just kind of speaking to me today. We talked about, read this verse Sunday, and this is the one I read about, for all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. That's Romans 8, 14. And then Galatians 5 says kind of the same thing. If we are led by the Spirit, right? Being led by the Spirit, there's so many different words for that, for lead or led. I'm so thankful, I was thinking this earlier, that the Lord decided to choose the Greek language, you know, as the international language of their time to write, you know, a lot of these things, because it's so rich, you know. It's so much more than the English language. It just goes so rich, and it's deep and wide, and so many words. Well, that word is kind of to be impelled, right, by forces that influence and affect our mind and our spirit. To be kind of impelled, like you just don't really almost realize, you just kind of feel like you're supposed to do this, or you're kind of led to do that. We use that word a lot. But that word is just kind of, it's a spirit-led thing, right? Even whether it's conscious or subconscious, that you're being impelled by the Spirit to walk this way or go, right? Most of us, as we're just going about the day, are being led by the Spirit, and we don't even realize it. A thought can come into your mind, oh, I need to go here. I'll stop by the store. I need to do this, right? And we're being led by the Spirit, the sons of God. He promises that he'll do that. And in Romans chapter 8, too, I really love these scriptures here. It's just, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about hope, right? The middle of there, for we hope for what we do not see. With perseverance, we wait for it. Then it says, in the same way, the Spirit helps our weaknesses. All of our weaknesses. We do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And that word, there's intercedes there, is a word that means to come into line with, right? Spirit helps our weaknesses, and he's overshadowing us, you know, in our communication with God to help us to come in line with, for our benefit, that's what the word means, from two words, benefit and to come into line with. For our benefit and to come into line with his will, right? Then it says, he searches the hearts and knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. That's in verse 27. Another word, intercede, was a total different word than the first word. And this word means to hit the mark. Now, the word sin in Scripture, we know that means to miss the mark, right? This word intercede means to hit the mark. So the Spirit is leading us, right, in our communication with him. And that word, the second one, also means to intersect with and to meet with, okay? Not just talking about when we go into our inner room or our closet and we're praying, which he does do that, right? Helps us come into, but he's always, says he's always interceding for us, according to the heart of God, to help us to come in line with and to hit the mark in the will of God in our lives, in our daily walk with him, right? That's part of what he's doing, to make real to us everything that Christ has won for us, but also to help direct our feet and guide us and lead us in our just day, when we're walking around. That word to walk just means as we're living, right? You're walking around, leading us, making sure that we're going to hit the mark, okay? And that gives me a lot of encouragement. I don't know about you, right? Because have you ever kind of been afraid of or worried whether you're doing the will of God or not, or you may be missing it, right? That used to kind of consume me. I was always afraid I was going to be missing it. And when the Lord just had to really assure me that, hey, you know, if you're trusting me and you're walking in the Spirit, you're not going to miss it. I'll make sure that you hit the mark, right? And I'm going to make sure because I'm interceding for you. I'm intervening on your behalf. Well, this is just one of the ways, one of the things he does is where he's leading us. I love this scripture. I heard it a lot here at Christ the King. It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. It says, but thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and he'll manifest through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every way. So this word lead here is kind of a word with triumph. It goes with it, right? To lead in triumph means that he always is like the triumph where you openly display the victory while you're dragging along the defeated, right? So he always leads us in triumph. Every place the Holy Spirit is leading us to hit the mark is a place of triumph in Christ. A glorious public triumph over the enemy. Right? Always leads us to triumph in Christ. So wherever I'm walking, wherever I'm going, wherever I'm being led by the Spirit, the sons of God, and where he's leading me is always a place of triumph. Right? Not a place of defeat. Right? Not a place of whatever. Despair. Always triumph. Right? Everywhere I go today, wherever you do today, as you're going, you're trusting the Lord, you're depending on him, you're resting the best you can, it's a place of triumph. No matter what it looks like, it's a place of victory. Same word here, Colossians chapter 2. Says when he, 2:15 says, when he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, talking about on the cross, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through him, through the Father. So he had disarmed them, he made a public display, having triumphed over them, right, through him. Okay? Same word, same thing, same exact word there in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Just again, to encourage us that every place he leads us is just like the triumph on the cross. When he made a public display of the enemy, took away his weapons, humiliated him, and put him on display, right? Everywhere he leads you is like that in me. It's constant triumph, right? To manifest through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him and what he's done everywhere we go. So, just simple word, is be encouraged today. Because all the promises of God are yes and amen, right? God is leading you into his promise. And leading you into his promise, he's leading you into his triumph that he's already done. And he will publicly display and humiliate the enemy. Amen? So you're not going to miss it. Part of the job of the Holy Spirit is to intercede for you, right? To make sure you don't miss it, and to make sure you hit the mark, and to make sure that you're walking in the right place, right? Wide, broad place, just like this church, that's where you're walking. You're not walking on a little balance beam, 4-inch balance beam that they do in the Olympics. You're walking in a very broad place. Scripture says that. He leads me in broad places, right? So if I'm walking in a broad place like this, I'm not going to be worried about missing it, right? And I'm not worried about falling off of it. It's wide and it's broad. Amen. Bless you, Lord God, King of all creation. Through your goodness, we have this bread to offer, which earth has given and human hands have made. It will become the body of Christ.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mixing of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Bless you, Lord God, King of all creation. Through your goodness, we have this wine to offer, fruit of the vine, work of human hands. It will become the blood of Christ.
Blessed be God. Forever.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up, Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. You're right, giving thanks and praise. Father, our powerful and ever-living God, we do well always and everywhere to give you thanks. We see your infinite power in your loving plan of salvation. You came to our rescue by your powers, God, but you wanted us to be saved by one like us. Man refused your friendship, but man himself was to restore it through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him, the angels of heaven offer their prayer of adoration as they rejoice in your presence forever. May our voices be one with theirs in their triumphant hymn of praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna. Lord, you are holy indeed. Now you are the fountain of all holiness. Let your Holy Spirit now come upon these gifts to make them holy, so they may become the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he was given up to death, the death he freely accepted. He took bread and gave you thanks, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When supper was ended, he took the cup. Again, he gave you thanks and praise, gave the cup to his disciples, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood in the new covenant, which is shed for you."